Okay, before we jump in today, just a quick word about our supporter, SafeServer. If you're thinking about hosting for projects, maybe like the one we're discussing, or, you know, need some help with digital transformation stuff, SafeServer is worth checking out. They can actually help host this kind of software we're about to get into. Find out more at www.safeserver.de. Their support really helps us do these deep dives. So, welcome everyone to the deep dive. Today, we're looking at something that popped up in the sources you sent us. It's all about bringing some order to, let's face it, what can be a pretty chaotic place sometimes.
Yeah.
In the kitchen. Specifically, managing your recipes and planning your meals. We're diving into a project called Mealy.
That's right. Yeah, the info we've been digging through for this comes straight from the source, the official GitHub repository for Mealy, which is, you know, where all the code lives and the community hangs out, and also their official website, Mealy.io. It lays out pretty clearly what Mealy is all about.
Okay, so our mission today really is to unpack Mealy. Let's figure out what it actually is, look at its main features, and importantly, understand why you might find it useful. And we're trying to approach this, especially for beginners, right? Maybe you're someone who loves cooking, but you've got recipes saved everywhere, bookmarks, printouts, sticky notes.
Mm-hmm. Happens to the best of us.
Or maybe you're just starting to think, hey, I want more control over my digital stuff, looking beyond just cloud services. We want to break Mealy down so it feels, you know, easy to grasp. All right, let's start at the very beginning then. For someone who's never heard of Mealy, maybe never even considered a digital recipe thing, what is it, like, in simple terms?
Okay, at its heart, Mealy is basically your personal digital recipe box and a kitchen helper too. But the key thing, the thing that makes it different from a lot of apps you might just download, is that you keep it and you control it.
Ah, okay, and that's the self-hosted bit you mentioned.
Yeah.
That term can sound a bit technical. How can we explain self-hosted without making it sound super complicated for someone new to this?
Good question. Yeah, self-hosted just means instead of your recipes living on some big company server somewhere out there, you know, like Google's or Apple's or whoever made the recipe app, you run the Mealy software yourself on your own computer or maybe a small server.
My own computer, like my laptop.
Yeah.
Or something else.
It could be a desktop computer you have, or yeah, people often use small, cheap computers like a Raspberry Pi or maybe a mini PC. Or you could rent a virtual server from a provider like our supporter, SafeServer, actually. The main idea is you decide where it runs and where your recipes and data are stored. You're in charge.
Okay, got it. So it's about control, keeping my recipes close, digitally speaking. So once I have it running, what's its main job? What's it designed to do?
Well, the sources make it clear its main purpose is managing your whole recipe collection. Doesn't matter if they're from websites, cookbooks, or, you know, your grandma's handwritten notes. And then helping you use that collection to plan your meals more easily. It's meant to be your central kitchen hub.
All right. A private digital cookbook I control. Okay. Practicalities. The sources say it offers a pleasant user experience for the whole family, and it's intuitive and easy to use.
Mm.
What features actually make that happen? What does it do that makes life easier in the kitchen?
Yeah, that's where you see the design focus. They've clearly thought about common frustrations. One of the absolute biggest things they highlight is recipe imports.
Oh, like grabbing recipes straight from websites.
Yeah.
Because typing those out manually is, yes, the worst.
Exactly. The sources say you can easily add recipes into your database by providing the URL. Mealy has this built-in tech, like a scraper, that understands how to read recipe websites. It just pulls out the important stuff automatically, ingredients, steps, serving size, maybe even the pictures.
Wait.
Yeah. So you could potentially add, like they say, thousands of recipes from around the web super quickly, find a recipe online, paste the link into Mealy, and bam, it's saved, formatted in your library. No more copy-pasting hell.
Okay, that alone is huge. Not having to retype everything. Amazing. But what about, you know, the really personal ones? The recipe card from Aunt Carol or something from a physical cookbook?
Yep, they thought of that too. The sources say you can add a family recipe with the UI editor. And it's not just like a plain text box. It's structured. Fields for ingredients, instructions, description, nutrition facts, all that stuff. So you can make your own recipes look just as neat and organized as the imported ones. Everything's consistent.
Nice. Okay, so I've got my recipes in there, web ones, my own ones. It's my digital cookbook. What's next? Meal planning, I guess. Does Mealy help with that?
It does, yeah. That's the logical next step, right? Got the recipes, now what to cook. Mealy has a specific meal planner feature. You can basically drag and drop your recipes onto a calendar, plan out your week or month, whatever works for you. Gives you that visual overview.
Okay, and please tell me this connects to a shopping list somehow. That's always the pain point.
It absolutely does. That's one of the biggest practical wins. You pick the meals you planned or just some recipes you want to make, and Mealy will put the necessary ingredients on your shopping list. But here's the really cool part. The sources mentioned in the list can be organized into sections of your local supermarket.
Wait. Organized by section? Like all the dairy stuff together, all the produce?
Exactly. Think about how you shop. You go down aisles, right? A random list makes you zigzag all over. Mealy grouping items by section produce, dairy, pantry, whatever sections you set up means you can just walk through the store more efficiently. No more getting to the checkout and realizing you forgot the flour way back on aisle 3. It makes shopping way less stressful.
Okay, that is brilliant. Seriously, that solves a real problem. Beyond recipes and planning and shopping, any other ways to organize things?
Yeah, it uses a familiar idea. You can group recipes into cookbooks. So you can make collections like quick dinners, holiday baking, stuff the kids like, whatever categories make sense to you. Just another way to keep things tidy.
And if my family wants in? Like, can my partner see the meal plan or add recipes?
Yep, built for that too. The sources talk about adding users and creating groups.
Yeah.
So you can give everyone in the family their own login, let them see the recipes, check the meal plan, maybe add their own favorites. Makes it easy to share your recipes with the whole family, as they put it. Or maybe share a specific cookbook with friends.
And when I open it up, what does it look like? Just a big list.
Doesn't sound like it. The sources mention beautiful recipe feeds when you log in. Sounds like it shows you maybe your newest recipes or featured ones in a nice visual way. Makes it more inviting, helps you decide what to cook. Okay, so we talked about running this yourself, this self-hosting, and the sources say it's user-friendly, but, you know, setting up server stuff can sometimes be tricky. How does Mealy make that setup part easier for someone who's not, like, a tech wizard?
Right. Do I need to be a systems administrator?
Not necessarily, and they point to one key thing here. Easy Docker deployment. Let's try to explain Docker simply. Think of software like a recipe, right? It needs ingredients, code, libraries, and instructions configuration. Installing it normally is like putting those ingredients directly on your kitchen counter. Sometimes they mix badly with other stuff already there. Docker is like putting everything Mealy needs, the code, the libraries, the settings, into a standardized box, a container.
Like a Tupperware for software?
Kind of, yeah. A self-contained unit. You install Docker itself once, which is usually pretty straightforward. Then you just tell Docker, hey, run this Mealy container. Because everything Mealy needs is inside that container. It runs reliably without messing with or being messed up by other software on your system. It hugely simplifies the setup.
Okay, the container idea helps. It packages it all up neatly. Are there other smart things happening behind the scenes that actually help me as the user?
Yes, and this is where it feels quite modern. They mention using machine learning technology. Don't let that term scare you off. For you, the user, it just means Mealy is smart about understanding your recipes.
Machine learning for recipes. How does that help me make dinner?
It leads to some really practical stuff. The ML is used to process and parse recipe ingredients. So Mealy doesn't just see one cup flour as text. It tries to understand ingredient flour. Amount 1, unit cup, or 500 gram chicken breast, ingredient chicken breast, amount 500, unit is G. This understanding helps you stay organized because the software knows more about what's in your recipes. And that understanding powers those useful features we talked about, like recipe scaling. If Mealy knows the amounts in units, it can help you adjust if you want to make more or less. Recipe says 2 cloves garlic for 4 people. Scale it to 8, and Mealy might suggest 4 cloves garlic.
Ah, okay, so it's not just text. It actually understands the recipe structure a bit.
Exactly, and that also makes the shopping list consolidation way better. Because Mealy gets that 1-pound chicken in one recipe and 500-gram chicken in another are both chicken, it can group them on your shopping list. Instead of 2 separate lines for chicken, it might put them together under meat and show you the total amount you need, maybe even converting units. Saves you scanning the list multiple times.
That is smart. Scaling recipes, consolidating the shopping list intelligently. That feels like a real upgrade. Okay, so I've got all my precious family recipes in there. What about keeping it safe? Backups.
Yep, crucial point for self-hosting. The sources mention automatic backups to keep your data safe. So even though you're running it, there are built-in ways to make sure you don't accidentally lose everything.
And I saw things like REST API backend and OpenAPI listed too. Is that something a beginner needs to worry about?
Nah, not unless you want to get geeky. The sources frame those for power users or third-party applications. Just means the data isn't totally locked in. If you were tech savvy, you could write scripts or connect other apps to Mealy. But just for using Mealy day-to-day through the web interface, you never need to touch the API. It's optional extra power.
Got it. Good to know it's there, but not essential. The sources also mention community and contribution stuff, common for open source projects.
Right. Mealy is open source software AGPL license, specifically. Means the code is public, anyone can see it, use it, change it. People in the self-hosting world often like that transparency. You're not relying on a company that might disappear or change direction. And yeah, they mention a decent-sized community, 183 contributors helping out.
183, wow. That's quite a few people working on it. What if someone wants to help, but isn't a coder? Can they still pitch in?
Totally. The sources highlight translations as a big way. They use a platform called Crowdin, and Mealy already has translations for 35-plus languages. So if you speak another language, helping translate the interface is a super valuable contribution. No coding needed. And they also give a nod to sponsors who help fund the project's development.
That's right. Good point about translating. It really does sound community-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's pull this all together for the listener. We've talked features, tech, community. But why should you, listening right now, actually care about Mealy? What's the real relevance?
I think it boils down to bringing order and control to your kitchen life, really. Think about how recipes get scattered, bookmarks, photos, notes. Mealy gives you one place for all of it. Organized, searchable, it saves serious time with that web import feature. It makes meal planning less of a chore with the calendar. And that shopping list, organized by section, genuinely makes grocery trips easier. Plus, there's that data control aspect. Your recipes, your meal plans, they stay with you on hardware you control. It's not just floating around on some company server.
Right. It's yours. And despite the techie sound of self-hosted, the goal seems to be that user-friendly interface they keep mentioning. Familiar, easy to use.
Exactly. The tech stuff, the Docker, the machine learning, it's all there to enable that smooth, powerful, private experience in the kitchen. Powerful underneath, but hopefully simple on the surface.
So it's about simplifying cooking and eating, really, while giving you ownership, taking the chaos and making it organized.
Yeah, it's a tool for taking back control of that part of your digital life.
Okay, so that was our deep dive into Mealy, the self-hosted recipe manager and meal planner. We saw how it helps grab recipes easily, keep them organized, plan meals, make smarter shopping lists, share with family, and importantly, keep it all under your control. Powered by some neat tech like ingredient parsing, made easier to set up with things like Docker.
Yeah, it's a really interesting example of community-driven software tackling everyday problems effectively.
And thinking about Mealy leads to a final thought for you to chew on. We live in a world where so much personal stuff, our history, our habits, ends up on servers we don't own. What are the real advantages, practical and maybe philosophical, of keeping something as personal and honestly culturally important as your family's recipes? Your food heritage truly under your own digital roof.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of pushes back against the idea that everything has to be in the cloud, doesn't it? Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive today. We hope this gave you a clear idea about Mealy and if it might be right for you.
And maybe spark some ideas about organizing your own digital kitchen.
This deep dive was made possible with support from SafeServer. For hosting solutions and digital transformation help, check out www.safeserver.de. They can help make exploring self-hosted tools like Mealy a bit easier. Until next time, keep exploring.